A recent Mexican public opinion poll shows leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador leading a field of presidential candidates as the July 2nd presidential election approaches. Some 42% of respondents supported López Obrador, placing him ahead of ruling party candidate Felipe Calderón with 32% and Roberto Madrazo with 24%. Critics of the former Mexico City mayor have branded him a populist for what they describe as handout programs during his tenure, but López Obrador has also sought support from Mexico's business elite, offering protection for industry. Director of the University of New Haven's Center for International Industry Competitiveness, George Haley, told VOA López Obrador would likely continue in the economic footsteps of his predecessors, including current President Vicente Fox, a U.S. ally.
Obrador isn't a fire-breathing radical. Mexico has had substantial economic improvement and economic enhancement and job creation under the policies of the most recent presidents.
In Peru, recent polls show former military officer Ollanta Humala leading the race for the presidency. With the election scheduled for April 9th, polls show Humala holds a narrow 42-38% lead over former Congresswoman Lourdes Flores. The figures put him in position to replace Alejandro Toledo, a key U.S. ally who signed a free trade agreement with Washington last year. Humala describes himself as a nationalist. He led a failed coup against President Alberto Fujimori in 2000 and is seen as a close ally of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Bolivian President Evo Morales, two leaders who have been political thorns in Washington's side. While Flores is seen as a pro-business candidate and the favorite of international investors, Humala has pledged to limit foreign investment in the Andean nation. He has also vowed to end the U.S.-sponsored campaign to eradicate coca production. Davidson College political science professor Russell Crandall says a victory by Humala could pose political problems for Washington.
Humala poses to be a much more anti-American nationalist president who could really complicate the United States' drug policies in the Andes in particular, especially given that last December we saw the victory of former coca leader and populist Evo Morales.
Haley of the University of New Haven says the recent success of left-leaning leaders in Latin America has its roots in the conservative policies held by previous administrations. While such policies have been successful in countries like Mexico, where Haley says some 750,000 jobs have been created since the 1992 North American Free Trade Agreement, expectations in other Latin American countries have not been met.
More conservative economic policies were, to a great extent, oversold as to how fast they would create the benefits. They also were oversold in what effect those benefits would bring.
The leftward shift has had its effects in Washington. Crandall says the Bush administration has begun to understand that dealing with Latin America in ways that can be seen as heavy-handed could cause more nations to adopt radical-style governments.
I think what you'll see from Washington, from the Bush administration, are a lot of diplomatic carrots. We'll have high-level visits in an effort to demonstrate that Washington is willing and able to do business with the left in Latin America.
The United States has had its problems in Latin America over the years, including a decades-old feud with Cuban President Fidel Castro. Washington has also traded barbs with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez since his election in 1998. More recently, newly elected Bolivian President Evo Morales campaigned on promises to legalize the cultivation of coca, the base ingredient of cocaine. A former leader in the country's Coca Growers Association, Mr. Morales has also vowed to be, quote, a thorn in the side of the United States. Chris Mitchell, VOA News.